You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here on KGYM on this Monday, the 17th of August, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here from our studios on the southwest side, our lit studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Thanks to all of the linemen and linewomen out there, we've got power here at the studios. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Mark on the other side of the panel, if you will. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Local programming block getting underway as we talk sports with you and other things on this Monday. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. Phone line also working, same number. That is 319-366-1600. Looking to have Twins baseball coming up for you tonight as the Twins in action at 6:30 with the pregame, 7:05 with the first pitch. Who are the Twins playing tonight?
Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. That's Mark Dukes, by the way.
Hello.
Former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And we also have NBA basketball getting underway, the playoffs, as all through the day, all through the evening. Same thing with the National Hockey League. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. One of our topics for this Monday to discuss with you out there. And again, if you'd like to interact, 319-366-1600. But I believe it is Dallas and the Clippers tonight. 7:30 is the pregame. That'll be on 1600 AM. 102.3 in the Jim OT. No, I beg your pardon, 106.3 FM. Jim OT tonight at 6:30, 107.5 FM has the Twins and the Royals going at it. Make it through the weekend? I'm not even asking how was your weekend. Did you make it through the weekend, Mark?
Of course I did. And this is what lights look like and air conditioning feels like, huh?
This is air conditioning.
How about that? And it does feel good. Personally, don't have power yet in my place, and I don't live too far from the station.
No, you got to be up next. You're in the on-deck circle.
I've seen trucks on either side of our street. In fact, talked to a crew who was working a block away yesterday afternoon. Just went down to say thank you to them, and they were from Kansas and Missouri. And
say go Chiefs,
swell guys. I didn't get into that. I think they had more pressing matters on their mind.
You might have got power a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but hats off to all those folks, and nice to see power back at the station here. And if you have power, congratulations. Don't begrudge you. I'm just envious.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It has to be. 319-366-1600. Yeah, great. The out-of-state folks coming in and helping out, that is terrific to see. In our neighborhood over the weekend, there was a forestry crew from Katy, Texas.
Mm.
Katy, Texas. Did not tell, I'm probably all Cowboy fans. That's fine. That's great. I'll root for the Cowboys for a week. We can get this all taken care of. But that was neat to see. So I think three states represented in our neighborhood anyway by cleanup crews. So, that's great to see, having those folks come and help out like that.
Yeah, a neighbor of mine had tree removal from a crew from Tampa, Florida, and told him that this is the second worst disaster that they've run into. They do this thing all the time.
Really?
One of the hurricanes in Florida or Louisiana, I can't remember what they said. But
Katrina, probably?
Possibly, or Michael, one of the two. But yeah, it's just heartwarming to see all these people in town to help out the situation, and people coming together and trying to do the best they can. And we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We're going to get there. Every day, every hour is getting a little bit closer, if you will. And tell you what, we'll talk about this as well. Why don't we just go ahead and talk about it right now at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And that is one of the one of the platforms, anyway, over the weekend that our story around these parts in eastern Iowa and the Cedar Rapids, Marion area and the corridor and other assorted places along Highway 30 and what have you were publicized by what we are going through here was our native son, Zach Johnson, on the PGA Tour at the Wyndham Championship. Had a great weekend. Had, I believe, his best ever round on the PGA Tour of 61 on Saturday, which was a 9-under par 61 on a par 70 golf course, Sedgwick, down in Greensboro, North Carolina. But I didn't get a chance, really, to see. I didn't see Saturday at all, and did not get a chance to see Sunday, but I wanted to tune in, and I saw it on either YouTube or Twitter, one or the other, that Amanda Belionis interviewed Zach after his round, talked a little bit about golf, and then graciously gave Zach the opportunity to talk about what his hometown is going through again. And Zach just was – Zach was Zach, and he just was completely upfront, very eloquent, and laid it all on the line as far as what we're going through here.
Yeah, in the Wyndham Championships, the tie for seventh brought him from 129th to 104th on the FedEx Cup standings leaderboard, and that got him into the FedEx Cup playoffs, preserved his playing privileges for next year, which is big. He fell outside the top 125 last year, but he will play this week in the Northern Trust. But that's not the best thing he did all weekend, in my mind. He has a friend in St. Simons Island, Georgia, who runs a barbecue joint. And if you followed Zach Johnson on Twitter, he's talked about this restaurant and this guy for quite some time. And this owner of the barbecue restaurant is affiliated with Operation Barbecue Relief. That group is in town right now.
Yes, they are.
And it was as a result of Zach putting that guy in touch with Pat Baird, who is on the board of the Zach Johnson Foundation. And together they worked it out, and Operation Barbecue Relief is in town thanks to Zach's efforts and the coordination with that group and Pat Baird of the foundation, feeding a lot of people in town, as are others. But Zach, once again, has not forgot where he came from.
No, and was very, like I said, did a tremendous job of being a spokesperson as far as what we're going through right here. And if you had a chance to see that yesterday, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to comment. But again, Zach doing tremendous things to help out. And, of course, not only with his foundation, and, of course, he was the Payne Stewart winner, which also, I'm sure, got him on CBS with a post round interview with Amanda Balionis, but still wanted to get that out there. I know, and I know Zach said, "Hey, I got something to say at the end. Can we do that?" And they said, "Yeah, sure, you can do that." And so it was a good weekend for him. It was a good weekend for Jim Herman too, not the local legendary coach and gym teacher and PE teacher, but another Jim Herman with only one N, and he had his second career victory. Had a very good weekend and set himself up for the next few years anyway, as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. You like to see those stories out there.
There's been a lot of them, and I spend a lot of my weekends watching golf. And of all weekends, I couldn't tune in when Zach's in contention, and he was up to I think third or fourth place at one time, and a couple three strokes back, but a tie for seventh did him very, very well for not only the next few weeks, but the coming year.
Yeah, and hopefully he can get remain hot and make a run through the playoffs and get into the top 30 for the next, 125, then what, 70, and then 30? Is that the way it breaks down?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, they go to the Northern Trust, and then they'll be in the Chicago suburbs. Olympia Fields is where the BMW is going to be played this year. Last time they had an event at Olympia Fields was the United States Open. Seems like about 1,000 years ago, I was up there for the second round at Olympia Fields in 2003, the year that Jim Furyk won. And then top 30 go to Atlanta and East Lake for the Tour Championship. Then it'll be the U.S. Open and a little time off, and then the Masters coming up. So golf getting to the back end of the run here.
Yeah, the PGA Tour has done quite well with COVID-19, and the NBA and NHL have done quite well. The NBA, Major League Baseball, I think, aside from Miami and St. Louis, Major League Baseball has done quite well, and they're traveling from city to city.
Yeah.
Now, we know what's happened with college football, and that chapter is not closed in the Big Ten, as five or six groups of parents from different universities, including Iowa, Nebraska, Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan, have petitioned Kevin Warren to either be more transparent about his decision to close down football in the fall or reverse course. And Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback, introduced a petition, petition that within 6 hours had 150 signatures, same subject, let us play. And I know the Iowa letter wanted Kevin Warren's response by Wednesday. Do I anticipate a reversal? I think that's very, very pie in the sky.
I would agree. It's going to be hard to get this reversed. I think the Pac-12 would have to do it as well, and I don't think the Pac-12 is set to do that. There was also talk I saw and read about over the weekend, and that was to the effect of there is now there are some folks calling some of the statistics that were used as far as the Big Ten's the findings and calling them into play a little bit as to the validity of some of those statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not anything like that. I am not saying, you know, it's right or it's wrong. There are people out there that are calling some of this stuff into play. And I guess it remains to be seen. Do I think anything is going to come from it? No. I don't think anything is going to come from it. I think the Big Ten is moving along with their recommendation and their plan to play football in the late winter and into the spring.
Should anything come of it, though?
Well?
Should anything come of it?
That's a whole different subject. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600.
It wouldn't take that much to flip the ship, flip the switch and say, okay, the Big Ten schedule is, we needed to listen to you people. We didn't listen to you people. And may I miss it. Some of these interpretations may have been flawed. We're wrong. We're putting the schedule back into place.
Schedule 3.0. Why not? We've had two schedules in the Big Ten. We've had two schedules in the Big 12. We've had two schedules in high school football in Iowa. Why not have three in the Big Ten and let her come down the line? That remains to be seen. But speaking of the Big Ten, speaking of Iowa, the University of Iowa Athletic Department today with an email that the media was privy to. And this one from Gary Barta. From the desk of Gary Barta, or at least started with Gary anyway, kind of breaking things down as far as what this means, as far as the fall sports season being moved to the late winter and into the early spring. And a pretty depressing paragraph, just to throw it out there, Gary Barta said the bottom line to this thing could be a $100 million deficit as far as everyone involved by the time everything is said and done as far as the university is concerned. $60 to $75 million, I believe he wrote, Mark, as far as the actual budget is concerned, as far as University of Iowa Athletics is concerned, and really didn't pull any punches by saying some things have to change with this budget downfall and budget drawback. You don't like to read in between the lines, but I think you have to read in between the lines right there.
Of course. And it was a sobering letter to fans, but one that was not unexpected. The $100 million refers to lost revenue from not having a football season and fall season. And as you mentioned, $60 to $75 million budget deficit for this coming fiscal year, and to say that's significant is quite an understatement, and things are, Gary Barta and others are going to have to make some tough decisions and going forward, and Whether that can be recouped in the spring, I don't know that it can fully. But right now, $100 million lost revenue projection is incredible, really.
I'll read what it says verbatim here from Gary Barta. We recognize the conference's decision will have a major financial impact on not only our athletic department, but the many businesses that rely on Hawkeye events to support their livelihoods. We anticipate lost revenue of approximately $100 million and an overall budget deficit of between $60 and $75 million and are working hard to find solutions. These decisions will be very challenging. That's what jumped out at me, is that short sentence. These decisions will be very challenging. You've already had coaches taking pay cuts. You have that now. And now you have to dig even deeper beyond that. And I hate to say it. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. I hate to be the middleman. I hate to be whatever it is. But when I read that, I'm thinking the Iowa Athletic Department is not going to have as many sports in it as it did to start off this year.
Well, and that's what we've been talking about for the last however many weeks and months, that if football revenues are not generated, your athletic departments in many places are not going to look like what they did previously. And that's going to be the case of Iowa. It's going to be the case at so many other institutions. And I don't know that it's possible to recoup all of that $100 million in lost revenue or that $60 to $75 million a budget deficit by just cutting a few programs. I don't know that those programs have that kind of budget.
They don't.
You know, you're just going to have to cut your losses, so to speak. You're not going to be able to recoup all of any of that lost revenue or budget deficits. You're just going to, again, cut your losses.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Text line, phone line available as well. Again, 319-366-1600. 366-1600. Your thoughts about Gary Barta's letter that he penned today. We're going to get the Iowa State perspective coming up tomorrow. Rob Gray from Cyclone Fanatic is going to be joining us. And, of course, Iowa State and Jamie Pollard and the rest of the Big 12, along with Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, they are moving on with fall football as of 3/21 on August the 17th, 2020, anyway, as we go hour by hour into this thing. But as of right now, the Big 12 is still planning on playing football, and we're going to talk about that very thing with Rob Gray coming up tomorrow and how this is going to work, what it's going to mean. Does this save programs and Ames from possibly being on the chopping block? We'll find out tomorrow.
It's going to be quite a different perspective from Rob Gray and the Big 12 Conference in Iowa State. And folks locally, statewide, and nationally questioning, you've got two FBS universities in the state, Iowa and Iowa State. One's going to play in the fall and one isn't. And what sense does that make? We'll see if Rob can answer that and reconcile what's happening with the Power 5 conferences.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class program. Still plenty to come today at 3:22. We're going to take a break, come back, and have more for you on the Monday edition of the program. Scott Mark Buttons with you on the other side of the glass. Stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful Wellborn cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for Sports Radio KGYM.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NASCAR Cup Series this week at Dover, Delaware for the Dry Dean 311. That's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, a doubleheader. In Saturday's race, Martin Truex Jr., the 7-2 favorite. Kevin Harvick is 4-1. Chase Elliott 11-2. Denny Hamlin 15-2. The Detroit Tigers have dropped five straight games. They're $1.33 road dog at Guaranteed Rate Field today against Gio Gonzalez of the White Sox. They're laying $1.43. Cardinals $1.32 dog in game one of a doubleheader with the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Chicago laying $1.41. The total 7 flat. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, Sports Radio KGYM.
We are back, 3:26 here in the gym class on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass here is talking about the new ESPN programming lineup. If you were wondering where Matt Perrault was today, we're having some difficulties as far as our satellite reception is concerned. And hopefully we'll have that back for you tomorrow if you enjoy that show from 12 to 3 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. With everything going on post-storm, storm plus 7, just kind of feeling our way through the dark, as they say, Mark. We all know how that goes right now.
Of course. And I will say it was nice to hear Greeny back, Mike Greenberg. His show airs late morning, I think 10 o'clock on these airwaves, and he had a terrific show, and good to have him back. And
it is.
Yeah.
It is good to have him back. 327-319-366-1600, the phone line. That is also the text line as well, 319-366-1600. 1345, it's too bad that the new exploratory project Iowa State looked into is probably tabled now. I've not heard that. The project he's talking about is the project between Jack Trice Stadium and Hilton Coliseum. The I don't even know what to call it.
Plaza of some kind.
Plaza, yeah. Type thing and businesses and whatnot. And I haven't heard officially that it's tabled, but you got to think it's probably not first priority right now with everything going on.
We'll ask Rob Gray tomorrow.
We will. 319-366-1600 is the text line, by the way. Other things to get to today. We talked about the parents and the players asking questions of Kevin Warren and the Big Ten. Today's COVID news and coronavirus news as far as cancellations are concerned. The Canadian Football League will not play in 2020. That came down today from our friends north of the border. So no Canadian football. They tried to come up with a plan to play in a bubble, but that is not going to work as far as many factors, including the fact that a lot of Canadian football teams get players from the United States. And right now, travel across the border is either closed or not recommended, depending on which way you're going, I guess. So that was one of the factors, anyway, into the Canadian Football League shutting things down in 2020.
I have very little reaction to that. I don't watch the Canadian Football League. I don't have. I know Dave Koken, our friend in Las Vegas, puts a few bucks down on CFL games during the season. So I suppose he's not going to like that a whole lot. But Dave has his precious National Hockey League. Did Vegas wrap up that series?
Are no, they up three, Blackhawks
three,
won.
3-1, so, okay.
Yes, and in case you missed it, I did not catch the end of it. Too tired. Blues did defeat Vancouver last night in overtime. Still down 2-1 as far as that series is concerned. 319-366-1600. I want to talk about this a little bit, and that is with the return of these games, the NBA, the National Hockey League, the Major League Baseball, though we are in Major League Baseball season right now. The reactions as far as the people at home, and so far it's been a very mixed bag. Granted, we have had play-in games, round robin, whatever you want to call it, in the bubble in Orlando as far as the NBA is concerned. But right now, NBA television ratings, not good. Now, the playoffs get started today. We've already had some games, Denver and Utah getting underway. A game tonight, Dallas and the Clippers will have at 7:30 on three of our four frequencies. But as of right now, anyway, basketball in August has not gone over well with folks.
No, and I think a little bit has to do with games are during the day.
Yes.
First game today, I think, was noon or 12:30 Central Time, and you know, folks were at work. They got other things to do. They got trees to clean up and whatnot. So
there we do.
But now that could be a part of it. Maybe the quality of play isn't. I haven't watched any. I when it gets in deeper to the championship and the finals, that I'll probably tune in.
And it will go up, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and it's going to go up, I think, for the playoffs. But I just don't. Right now, anyway, basketball in August is just not quite as tempting to people, and I kind of thought that might be the case. Now, who knows? It could flip 180 degrees, and everybody might be watching it. On the other hand, the National Hockey League is actually doing quite well. Now, granted, it's a low bar, much lower bar than the NBA is, but the NBC ratings, as far as the National Hockey League playoffs are concerned, have been better than they anticipated. So maybe they like to see hockey in August on ice. I don't know.
Mm.
But it's an unusual thing. Golf, not too bad right now. ESPN's golf for the PGA Championship was big time. CBS was pretty steady. Reading about how that has gone, and Major League Baseball, for the most part, again, another low bar, but for the most part has been pretty steady. NASCAR, not the greatest, depending on what race it is. Did not see anything as far as the road course from Daytona yesterday is concerned. Did not see anything as far as Indy 500 qualifying over the weekend on NBC was concerned as well. But IndyCar has not had a race in a long, long time since Iowa. So since Iowa, after Elkhart Lake. So it's been a while for that. But by the way, congratulations to friend of the show, Marco Andretti, who qualified for the pole position for the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 coming up this Sunday. And you can catch that right here, by the way, I think 12 noon on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM.
Yeah, Marco's been on the show multiple times, including right before the Iowa race. He had visited with you, and we know the perils of that Andretti family. Mario winning the race in 1969, but between Michael and Marco, they have had 30 starts at Indianapolis and have not taking the checkers. So for a variety of reasons, as you know, Scott.
Variety of reasons. First Andretti on the pole in 33 years at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I don't think there was anyone that wasn't happy for Marco and the Andrettis yesterday. And got to be the favorite going in. He's had the fastest car all month. All the last, that was a slip of the tongue as far as the month of May is concerned. But since they got started about a week ago, he has had the fastest car. So, and it would be cool to see an Andretti in victory circle. Came within, 5/1000ths of a win in 2006 when Sam Hornish went by him at the start-finish line to win that particular year.
Yeah, Marco has not had the greatest of years or careers, really, but perhaps this is his time, and that would be as well-received a victory as anything, I think, in auto racing.
Maybe he's a late bloomer. That's what Mario said.
Okay, all right.
5901 on the text line. No NASCAR or hockey. Well, NASCAR, this is NASCAR season. Now, hockey season, no. August is not prime time as far as hockey is concerned, but I've been trying to catch a little hockey on the phone and whatnot. Now that we have power back, I've been putting the ears to work. Caught some quality programming last night with two episodes of Wings and Coach. Wasn't even the old coach. It was when he was with the Orlando Breakers. So I was kind of upset about that.
Like 9.4 or something like
one
that.
One of those things, yes. One of those things out there. 0508 on the text line. Hockey is excellent. Love the Stanley Cup. I do too. I'm enjoying following a little Stanley Cup action. So we'll follow that a little bit coming up tonight as well. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 36 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. That will be with you right here on the FMs again today as we come your way on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT 102.3, both in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Still down with the electricity as far as 1600 AM is concerned, and hopefully we will get that thing rocking and rolling once again here and get that up and moving here. Want to remind you that the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. If your event is still on and we're about 60 days or 2 months out, go ahead and read up on how you can get publicized for that particular event. Go to kgymradio.com and check it out and find out more information. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And today, kids are getting back to practice. Not that they didn't get workouts last week. And we'll talk about that around the city when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right after this. More to come on KGYM.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Let the light in with a Larson Lakeview Full View Storm Door. This door provides the most natural light to your interior spaces and features an included interchangeable screen and glass inserts for seasonal ventilation. $189.99 after 11% off. Start saving today with 11% off everything. Prices are good until August 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right? Making sure you have no holes in your defense. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. And you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G. No contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for Sports Radio KGYM.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert. Baseball today, the Cardinals $1.32 road dog of the Chicago Cubs in game one of a doubleheader at Wrigley. The total is 7-flat. Cubs $1.41 favorite in the second game. Cubs open as early $1.15 favorite. Cardinals +108, 7.5 flat, the total. White Sox hosting the Tigers today on the south side. The Tigers have dropped 5 straight games. They're +133 underdogs. The White Sox laying $1.43 as the favorite. Martin Truex Jr., the 7-2 favorite to win Saturday's Cup Series race at Dover. Kevin Harvick is 4-1. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, Sports Radio KGYM.
Back with you here at 341, gym class rolling along for a Monday here in KGYM. Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com will join us coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that as Iowa State getting ready for their football season, which will kick off against Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns coming up. That will be in mid-September. 319-366-1600. We talked a little bit about Gary Barta's letter to Iowa fans. We talked about the parents and players from not only Iowa and Nebraska, but now from Ohio State, Penn State, other Big Ten institutions trying to get in touch with Kevin Warren. Talked about ratings for TV, talked about the Canadian Football League not playing this year. What we'll be playing as of right now, high school football in the state of Iowa. And last Monday, practices got underway. However, practices did not get underway after the storm went through as far as Cedar Rapids, Marion, and the like are concerned. Took the week off, a mandated week off from the Cedar Rapids Community School District. And they are back at it today with not only football, but the other practices as far as fall sports are concerned. And certainly the athletes got their workouts last week in with all the cleanup and whatnot. But they are back. But the truth is they are a week behind everybody else at this point.
Yeah, only 2 weeks to get ready for a contest. And that's going to be a challenge. Camps did go off pretty well at most places, but players and staffs and others have been out cleaning up from various schools, going to neighbors, to strangers, and helping in the cleanup effort. And now, as you mentioned, returning to practices today and trying to get ready. There are games this week.
There are a few, smattering. A few of them. A few pigtail games coming up for the week zero, if you will, and not many of them, but a few of them around here anyway. And, yeah, that'll be everyone in earnest pretty much a week from this Friday. We'll get things kicked off. and looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun, and looking forward to a season of football, a little bit different looking, but hopefully football nonetheless anyway. And 2020 will be a little bit different and a lot different a year, to be perfectly honest with you. And of course, we still have some doubts, lingering doubts out there because of the fact that the Iowa Department of Education late last week, I believe it was Friday, came out, and Governor Reynolds also coming out with this, saying that if schools are not live in session, that they will not be allowed to play sports. And that immediately got a lot of people a little angry, especially in the Des Moines public school system, because the plan was to have that particular school district take online classes, at least at the start of the school year. And now that's getting a little intense over there in the capital city right now.
And I don't blame those schools whatsoever. If you're taking classes in person or online, what difference does it make? I mean, students should be in the building, and being in the building, then you can go ahead and do your extracurricular activities. But, you know, this is a different time. You've got to use your imagination and have some flexibility in those decisions. So I'd be surprised if Des Moines Public Schools would not be able to play, but maybe that's going to be the case, and that would be very unfortunate. I would totally disagree with that. We're going to have to see what happens there. Locally, I think we're awaiting what kind of a crowd size is going to be allowed in the various counties. Waterloo Schools out today with a decision by the public health department up there. Waterloo Stadium, what is that stadium
called? Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium, okay. They're going to allow 50% capacity for the opener a week from Friday, I think it's a week from Friday.
Yes.
Waterloo West and Waterloo East get together, and they're going to have 2,500 advanced tickets for sale, and face coverings are going to be required in that stadium. And again, we don't know what's going to be the case for Kingston Stadium, what's going to be the case for North Lynn, everyone.
Or Albernette, or wherever.
Could be different county by county, so I would expect something similar. 50% capacity at Kingston would be, what, 7,000?
That's
less
that.
Now without the horseshoe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 55, 6, somewhere in there. But, you know, usually it's not a problem at Kingston, unless you get Wash, Jeff Kennedy, Kennedy Wash, something like that, or, you know, Linmar Kennedy, or whatever the case may be. Then you get a big crowd in there. But usually with... To be brutally honest with you, with the advent of district football, when you get a Kennedy and Davenport North or whatever the case may be, you don't have to worry about a 50% capacity cap or anything like that. Maybe on the home side for Jeff or Wash or Kennedy or whatever, but certainly not on the visitor's side. Now, back when it was conference football, it was a little bit different.
You've got some openers that first week, and I talked to Christine, Jefferson Athletic Director, recently. He said if that Jeff Wash game goes off, and you could say the same thing about Kennedy Prairie
playing opening
game. People are going to be clamoring to go out and see a football game, and could be really large crowds. So that's why we're waiting to see what kind of capacity is going to be allowed. And sadly, Benton Community...
Yeah,
was really hit hard by the derecho, and its stadium, its football stadium, was pretty much destroyed, and consequently...
And it's a beautiful stadium,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and the Bobcats are going to have to play every game this year on the road, so really unfortunate news for those out there in Benton County.
Button's alma mater, by the way.
Mm.
What year? What class? 201. 17. 2017, proud alum of the class of 2017 from Benton Community is Buttons out there. You like that through the glass? hand signals there.
It was different, but yeah, it worked.
It worked. We got it. We got it all taken care of. Yeah. Benton Community will be playing on the road. Might not be the only ones that are forced to do that. I know several schools lost poles and or press boxes or both when the storm went through. Lisbon, they refurbished their football field and built a brand new press box. Never saw a game from the press box, and it came down. So back to the drawing board as far as the Lions are concerned.
No, I wonder why before the second version of the schedule came out and they were using the tier system, and went, there were some Saturday games built in.
Correct.
And now without a college game, well, we had to do in Ames, but, you know, why not have high school football on Saturday afternoons? And
there's some talk about that, and I don't think it's gone off the table as of yet, especially if there are some shortages as far as officials are concerned. Talking with a few officials out there that I know, it sounds like there are a few that did opt out, but the majority are going to officiate probably with masks the way it sounds. And that's fine and dandy. And that's great, to help things out as far as, being as sanitary as we can out on the football field. But it sounds as though, you know, you could have a situation where if there was a shortage, you could move a game possibly to a Saturday afternoon now.
1 o'clock start, please.
Yes, 1 o'clock start for Mark. And, you know, just, at the turn of the lights on, you can save a little bit of, save a little coin right there as well. And maybe not early in the year would be ideal when it's 80-some degrees to have a 1 o'clock Saturday kickoff, but you know, as you get toward the back half of the year, maybe that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more schools will look into that. I don't know. Especially in the eastern part of the state. Like you said, Iowa State playing Saturday games, probably not going to work so much in central Iowa.
Not necessarily advocating it, because high school football is largely a Friday night tradition. Of course, we have games on Thursdays as well. But hate to give up that Friday night tradition. But it is an interesting concept to play some games on Saturdays. And as I said, that previous schedule before COVID, I believe, had some Saturday games built in.
That it did. Kennedy and Linmar were scheduled to start the season on a Saturday at Kingston Stadium. And probably not going to happen right now. 319-366-1600. Let's get you some NBA scores here and NHL scores as we get your way toward the top of the hour. The first final is in. Denver beat Utah in overtime, 135-125. Second-seeded Toronto leading seventh-seeded Brooklyn right now, 39-22. As we mentioned later on, it will be Dallas and the Clippers, and that will get underway at 7:30 with the pregame. That will be on 102.3 and 106.3 FM, I beg your pardon. National Hockey League going on today. Tampa Bay leading Columbus 2-1. That is in the second intermission. And later on, it'll be Colorado and Arizona. Boston and Carolina. And game four between St. Louis and Vancouver will come up. And that will be at 9:30 again tonight with the start in the bubble out there in Canada. Also, the SEC has revealed their conference games. That just coming out. The full unveiling of the 10-game conference-only schedule will take place tonight, but the first week has been lifted. The curtain has been. And here's what it looks like. Alabama will be in Columbia to take on the Mizzou Tigers. Florida at Ole Miss. Georgia goes to Arkansas. Kentucky will be at Auburn. Mississippi State at LSU. Tennessee will be at South Carolina. And Vanderbilt will be at Texas A&M.
Now, will Kevin Warren be in Baton Rouge to cheer on his Mississippi State son, who's going to play?
Could be.
Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, that is.
Son plays for Mississippi State. So, yeah, we shall see. 31-35 in the text line. It's interesting that football is safe for high school kids, but the blank in the Big Ten thinks it's not safe.
Well, we'll see how safe it's going to be.
We'll see on both sides how safe it is going to be. Like we said, I'm not a scientist. I am not a doctor. We are just going by what we are told of this particular 3 o'clock hour on this Monday, what direction we are going. Like I said, we are going hour to hour in this little odyssey called life right now. All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up on the gym class after this on KGYM.
Ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships, backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from customization to service on vans like the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter that's tailored to your lifestyle. With options like blind spot assist and MBUX voice command for spoken directions, weather, and more.
The route is being calculated.
So whether you're enjoying life on the trail or working hard on the job, see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership today. Mercedes-Benz vans start at just $33,790, now with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months.
MSRP and a 2019 Sprinter van excludes all options, Texas title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Some equipment described as optional. APR valid on 2019 Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis, only to qualified commercial customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through August 31st, 2020.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for your summer car maintenance at great prices. Our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car, like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and MicroGuard filter, everyday low price $26.99. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, about a minute remaining to wrap things up. Don't forget tomorrow, Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com will join us. We'll get the Iowa State story as they get ready to play some football this fall, at least as of right now. So that will be with Rob coming up tomorrow on the program. Hoping to bring you Twins baseball tonight. Knock on wood on 107.5 FM at 6:30, the Twins and the Kansas City Royals. We will have NBA basketball tonight at 7:30, Clippers and the Mavericks from the bubble in Orlando. That'll be on 102.3 and 106.3 FM. That'll come your way tonight beginning at 7:30. Baseball getting more and more interesting, if you will, as the Cardinals are going to play about 800 games in the next 40 days.
Including a doubleheader today against the Chicago Cubs.
Correct. And they're rescheduling Cardinal games to try to give them a little bit of rest. I know the Twins and the Cardinals have a doubleheader in September. Twins and the Cardinals have a doubleheader in September. They've moved to a Saturday and Sunday game and condensed it into a doubleheader on a Saturday in early September. Got that today from the Twins Network. So, anyway, trying to help out.
A lot of players making their major league debut. I know 7 Cardinals made their.
Including the poor pitcher that gave up back-to-back-to-back-to-back to the White Sox yesterday. So,
Roel Ramirez, not a good outing.
No, it wasn't. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have yourselves a great Monday night, everybody. We'll talk to you with the gym class tomorrow at 3.